Record, and we are recording. So welcome to the Putting Success in Your Own Way. For those of you that will be joining this later and getting this as a recording, this is a short webinar about different things that you can do when you have an idea but you're stumbling. Putting success in your way is a lot harder than you expect, especially when life happens. You know, there's things that can happen, such as drama, such as distractions, such as insecurities and fears that keep you from going forward. For example, I'm currently trying to make pitches, you know, sponsorship pitches for the workshops that I'm doing with homeschoolers. What do I say? Who do I say? Who do I target? Oh my God. All of these things are on the top of my mind as I'm going through and trying to figure out what to do. And yes, personal things in the sideline too. But it's one of those things where I'm trying to figure out how to do it. And every time I think about it, I stagnate. I'm also looking at doing, like redoing a lot of our old posts and doing SEO on them and things of that nature. And I keep freezing when I'm even making a Pinterest post. It's just a social media post. You wouldn't think it'd be that hard to do, but it is. So it goes like that. So you have to know what you want, but you have to define what you want in such a way that you're not chasing what others expect. So sponsorships, it's a business idea that helps get you money. I defined it as getting enough money to be able to help offset the costs of the lab supplies that we spent, you know, the lab supplies that would be expendable for the homeschoolers. That way, I'm not constantly using all of Insantech's coffer money to be able to do this when I'm not getting even half of it back in return via paycheck. So the definition of enough is $50, because that's on average how much each workshop. But if I were to go what other people expect, like other business owners, how much would other people charge for a sponsorship deal? They would have some sort of fancy calculation for how many eyes and ears they get in front of, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But that's not applicable because I'm not doing a video. I'm not doing a podcast. I'm doing a small workshop for around 5 to 7 families, depending on how many show up. Sometimes it's as many as 10. Is that worth a marketer's time? Is that worth another company's marketing money? Maybe, maybe not. So, but that's my definition of enough. And I'm not chasing what others expect. So the first step is know what you want and define enough according to your needs and expectations, not what some influencer that you paid says, because your specific situation may be different and you've kind of got to work at the market and things and see what you can do. After that, so you've got your definition. What's something that you guys are working on right now so we can actually do this in real time? Jake is working on publishing papers, okay? So how would you define as enough with publishing papers? I mean, you're an independent, so 2 a year? 1 a year? 6 a year? Pick a number. Not according to academia. That's no. You don't pick according to other people's expectations. What do you find reasonable? What do you find useful? Some of us, when we're doing research and things of that nature, we're stuck in the now and everything's going, oh, well, if I can get this research done, I can publish it. And so we might have to be a bit flexible with ourselves. And that's not a problem. But define what it is you're aiming for. Janice said that she's aiming for making enough money to be able to buy her dream home. Now, see, in that case, you put the definitions there, but what's your idea of a dream home? It better not be somebody else's idea of a dream home. Yours and your family's and whatever else is applicable to the situation. So you make a plan next. Keep it simple because you know you want to be able to be flexible. keep it to something you can do, but goes just over where you are now, at least for now. So for writing papers, you might say that you want to aim for one paper a year if you're currently doing zero. That way you can focus your intentions on the research and get it done. For you, Janice, and for other people that have got a monetary benchmark, say, I would like to gain one more client a month worth X amount of money, however much you charge for things. And that way you can kind of keep going a little bit at a time. I know for me right now, when I say that I'm, you know, working on things, it's like you just gotta keep it down just a little. So I have zero sponsorships. I'm aiming for one by next year. Why next year? Because I don't think I'm going to be lucky enough to get a sponsor by the time the next lab comes around in November. I have one every month, usually in the middle of the month. There's nothing from December because of the holidays, and then until next summer when the workshops pick up again. That's because they're closing down the library to restructure it. They've got to do some redesigning the inside of it, repainting the walls, putting new carpeting down, you know, the whole thing. So I won't have anything in the spring, but I would like to have at least one by spring to be able to have that first workshop and then just be like, yes, I got one. It's aiming small, but doable. Oh, yes. So if you're collecting labware and just starting your lab, that's another thing you can basically put to say, I've got nothing, I've got ideas, but then put together a list and say, okay, this is what I need, and then maybe divide the list up and then say, this is what I'll invest in within the next 6 months or so. That should start. Another thing, the next thing you need to keep in mind is to do the things you're learning. Don't just accumulate potential. And I speak from my own heart on this one because I love learning. I love accumulating knowledge, but I didn't act on it for the longest period of time. Somebody might say, well, to get more traffic from homeschoolers, they get on Pinterest a lot, so make pins and put them up on Pinterest. Hello. I don't really know what I was thinking, but it's been 2 years since I've got that information and I'm just now acting on it. Brilliant, huh? While other things that I've learned and I've tried and I've applied, they worked out amazing and I tried them within like, you know, a couple months, like do a speech. Check. Did that. Great. I did a presentation. Check. Great. Did that. I did a very large workshop at a public library and it worked out great. That's how this gig got started. I asked questions and you know, when you do things, when you put these things in there, you might receive a no, but you still get good feedback. So that's why you need to do the things you're learning. Just give it a try. Even if it's bad the first time, there's still room to improve. And thus, you don't just accumulate the potential, you actually move a little bit forward every single time. Make sense? So, what are y'all going to do? List one thing in the chat that you guys can do, if not today, this very afternoon, by the end of the week. Yes, looking up a supply catalogs, that's a good first one. Setting up a template, congratulations. Template for Jake since he's going to be writing research papers. Janet is going to be looking for information on... No, you're not looking for more information. You're actually taking action. So what kind of action can you do? Yes, reach out to another client or, you know, we haven't really talked about it here in these groups yet, but chunking your services in order to be able to sell even smaller or larger things based on what your clients actually need. So the last step in this, I know there's only four real steps. Know what you want, Make the plan, but keep it simple. Just do enough to get you there. No, just one more step. Don't just sit there. Actually put things to action that you're learning. But the fourth thing is wiggle in productivity. What does that mean? We're busy, but I just asked you, what is one thing you can do, if not this afternoon, by the end of the week? You've probably already planned everything. What can you do? You just wiggled in productivity. So once you actually put the action in there, you're good to go. I told you this was really short, but it's really easy. But easy doesn't mean, like, it's really simple, but simple doesn't necessarily mean easy. Because you have to actually do things. You have to actually move forward incrementally. Yes, yes. Moving forward is the most difficult thing, Jake. I understand. Hello, Israel. How are you doing? Don't worry, you can catch up later with the recording. But until then, we're talking about what we want to accomplish, briefly the plans. We're coming up with a step that we can do so instead that we've learned and we thought about, but we haven't actually taken action on. And I challenged you to wiggle in the productivity even just during this, the next few days. Understood. Well, that's really all I have. So do you guys have any questions for me? Deceptively simple, isn't it? Yes. Four things, just four. The thing is that psychologically what happens is that a lot of us tend to clam up when we're challenged to do something. I'm not saying I'm perfect. I just told you, you'll get it in the recording, Israel, as and others, that I clammed up about making pins to be able to help attract more homeschoolers to get some of our products, some of our more teaching products and things of that nature. Why? I honestly don't know. I think it's because I have an inherent dislike of social medias in general, just because they're kind of agitating. But that's what that is. Yes, yes, yes. Well, are you all excited and fired up now? That's good. I'm glad you're excited and fired up to actually move on to the next step. So instead of dragging this out another 15 minutes, I'm going to go ahead and stop recording and allow you guys to end the meeting and keep going since you guys came up with the ideas that you want. For anybody watching this recording at a later time, I invite you to send me an email to bounce ideas off of me, and we'll see what you can do with your next step if you actually need that help. Otherwise, chances are the knowledge is already in your head somewhere, and I encourage you to put those lessons to the test and move forward incrementally, one step at a time. Learning as you go, because inevitably failure will happen, but hey, that's part of life, right? Not everybody's going to want to be my sponsor, and I'm expecting at least 3 to 4 dozen no's before I finally get one yes. Right then. Challenge on. See you all next month for this office hour.